Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We're off and rolling. A new week, Monday, June 16, 2025 is the date. Welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, Gabe Kuhn, on X at G_Kuhn71. I'm alongside executive producer of the show, Connor Dunning, on X at CDunning929. Connor, how you doing, brother?
Hello.
You're doing okay.
All right? Okay. Yesterday was a weird day.
It was. Say bye to Desmond Bain, and you have some Red Sox stuff that we're going to have to get to in the Blitz. I don't want to bring those emotions out quite yet, though. Quite yet, I know.
I like the Hulk.
Your face is gonna get red. You're gonna start yelling Breslow at the top of your lungs.
Don't even say his name.
Okay. Okay. But let's wait. Let's wait to get all that those emotions out.
I hope he had a bad Father's Day.
I had a good one. Do you care about mine? I had a good.
I wish you
one.
A happy Father's Day.
Yes, you did. I got a grill, new grill. So hell now yeah. I can make grilling and smoking my entire personality.
Excellent.
Right? Isn't that what you do?
Moving into your 30s.
When you're in the house more, taking care of the family, doing your house chores, that's what you have to do. I have to go smoke my brisket, post it on socials, do a step-by-step tutorial for people.
Hell yeah.
I'll be scoring meat in the backyard. But I got a new grill. I'm very excited about it. It comes on Friday.
Excellent.
Ninja. It's the new one. It's the Flex Flame, if anybody is familiar. It's got the smoking, the cyclical air, grill, flat top. It's like a 3, 4, 5-in-1, something like that. Phenomenal. I'm excited, Connor, if you can't tell.
I can tell.
I'm hyped up. And we still owe you a dinner over at the house.
Yeah.
At the Kuhn household.
Excellent.
So maybe I could help with that. You may trust my wife more with the cooking, but I'm good on the grill. I'm good with the smoker. I can handle it for you. But we have 3 hours of talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. Hope everybody out there enjoyed their Father's Day. We have, on Father's Day, a big, big move, blockbuster trade that involves the Memphis Grizzlies. Desmond Bane was sent to the Magic. We'll talk about that in a moment. And we'll also, bottom half of this hour, make sense of it with DeMichael Cole. DeMichael Cole, of course, is a commercial appeal beat writer for the Grizzlies, and I'm sure he has some pretty interesting thoughts on the move that we saw yesterday. A lot to break down. Multiple different things that we can get into in regards to Desmond Bane now in an Orlando Magic uniform and what the Grizzlies got in return. 5 o'clock, David Cobb will join from CBS Sports, college football and college basketball writer for them. And then at 6 o'clock, very excited for this. Very, very excited. We have a former Pro Bowler and a New Orleans Saints Hall of Famer joining the show. He'll also be at the Memphis Touchdown Club tonight for those that have bought tickets. I mean, you can get some late tickets. Go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. But I'm sure we're just about sold out there. Have not gotten to check with them. But Roman Harper is scheduled to join at 6 o'clock. Very, very excited to talk to him when it comes to house settlement, when it comes to his career in the National Football League. Who was on that team in 2015 for the Carolina Panthers that saw Cam Newton win the MVP and The Panthers get into the Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos. So that'll be great. We'll have the Blitz at 6:30. We'll talk some NBA Finals along the way. But let's go ahead and open. Desmond Bane traded to the Orlando Magic. In return, the Grizzlies get Cole Anthony, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 4 unprotected first-round picks. One of them in particular is going to be this year, number 16 in this year's draft. And then next year they have the better of the two picks between Phoenix and Washington, between the Suns and the Wizards. That could be a very good pick. We'll elaborate on that in a little bit. And then they have a pick swap as well. So the Grizzlies end up getting a king's ransom for Desmond Bane. Now, let's start on the Magic side of things. The Magic last year were one of the worst teams in the National Basketball Association from the three-point line. Now, do I think that's a function of their personnel? Yes, but I also think it's a function of how they play. They are not a team that runs up and down the floor with pace. They don't space out the floor unbelievably well, even though I think they have better personnel for that than what we think. Wendell Carter can stretch out there a little bit. Franz Wagner's decent. Paolo Banchero's decent. But they needed a certified scoring guard, good at catch and shoot, good from the three-point line. What better guy in the National Basketball Association than Desmond Bane at going to do that for them? You slide him in at the two. You feel comfortable about that. Do I think they need better point guard play? Yes. I think Desmond Bane may play on ball a fair amount for the Orlando Magic. He's shown some ability to do that, although it was up and down. I think that's going to be a curious thing to watch for the Orlando Magic. But they go and get a guy that immediately gives them a punch from the three-point line that they so desperately need.
Yeah, when I first saw the trade, you know, you are sad because I love Desmond Bane. I think everybody in Memphis loved Desmond Bane. He left it out there on the court every single time he stepped out there. He was truly a part of the Memphis community. Everybody has a Desmond Bane story. They've met him places. He's always so kind to people.
Yep.
He was involved with charities. He did so many events. Seeing him go is a real loss for the Grizzlies, not only on the court, but off the court. But when I saw him go to Orlando, I was thrilled for him because he's going to be a perfect fit down there. And that fan base is going to fall in love with him because he's exactly what they're looking for. He's got playoff experience. He can play make a little bit. He can give you some defense. He's not a great defender, but he's a good defender. But at the end of the day, he immediately becomes their best three-point shooter, and it's not even close. He was the best three-point shooter that the Grizzlies had ever had, and now he's going to be one of the best three-point shooters that the Magic have ever had. He is going to be a perfect fit for them, and he is going to pair very nicely with Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero, and Franz Wagner, and then you have Wendell Carter. That is going to be a very good team in a vulnerable Eastern Conference.
Yes.
And to be honest, I'm happy he's going to the Magic because they're a team that you don't have to root against. You
yes.
can still root for Desmond Bane. It's going to be a fun thing to watch. I've always thought there was a bit of a connection between Memphis and Orlando because of Penny Hardaway, and now that's going to increase because now they have Desmond Bane and they better take care of our guy. That photo with Mickey Mouse has aged beautifully. It's hysterical
yes.
now when you look at it and realize that the entire time the Magic were just plotting to get Desmond Bane. You asked me off the air how I think this trade happened. I don't think the Grizzlies were shopping Desmond
no.
Bane. You brought up the point. This seems like one of those deals where the Magic called the Grizzlies because they were looking for a shooter, and they asked themselves, who is a shooter in the NBA that may be available? That we could overpay
that fits for our timeline
and
to a certain
make
extent.
A team say no to. And that was Desmond Bane. He was a perfect fit for them, so they called up the Grizzlies and they said,
listen.
Hey, we'll give you a king's ransom for Desmond Bane, and the Grizzlies correctly said yes. It's one of those rare trades in the NBA where both teams win. Now, the odd thing about this trade is that everybody outside of Memphis and Orlando have completely misread
yes.
what
yeah,
this trade
media,
means.
The national media have completely misread it. But to your point about Desmond Bane and how much we will miss him in Memphis, he was top 10 all-time in points, assists, threes, playoff points, playoff rebounds, playoff assists, playoff steals, and playoff threes. He's the franchise leader in playoff threes for the Memphis Grizzlies. So we're going to miss the guy. There's just no doubt about it. And what he did off the floor, how good of a advocate for the city of Memphis he was, how good of an advocate he was for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's definitely a guy that you have to bid farewell to, wish him the best, and appreciate what you had when you had it. But
I'm going to miss him.
But in the end of the day, the truth of the matter is, you were given the opportunity to do a couple of things. With four unprotected picks, a pick swap, two solid role players that I'll get to in a moment, you're able to do a few things. I think what they did with KCP and Cole Anthony, you're building up some more experience depth. We'll see if Cole Anthony or KCP will be on the move again. There's still some flexibility the Grizzlies have that they've made this move, but you have more experience depth. You have that flexibility back with one move and all of those first-round picks. And where you rightly said the national media and everybody outside of Memphis and Orlando missed the point with this, everyone seems to, the Brian Windhorst of the world, the Stephen A. Smiths of the world, the Colin Cowherds of the world, they seem to think.
The Kevin O'Connors.
The Kevin
Sheesh.
O'Connors.
We'll get to you in a minute, dummy.
Yes. They seem to think this is a rebuilding move for the Grizzlies. Tear it all down. Is Ja or Jaren, are they out there for the taking? Can Jaren end up with the Lakers? Can Ja end up with the Raptors? Can Ja end up with... That's not what this is in the slightest. This shouldn't be a signal that the Grizz are selling off all their good assets. What it should tell you is they're trending the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team right now, if we're being honest with ourselves, the last couple of seasons, really the last three seasons, they have peaked with the big three, with Desmond Bain, Jaren, and Ja. They've peaked. They haven't won a playoff series in three seasons since they beat the Timberwolves. They only have one playoff series win with this iteration of the Grizzlies. So they topped out with it. And when you top out and you feel like this West is so competitive, you have to make some drastic changes. You have to decide what you can give up and what you can get in return. Do I think that the Grizzlies had the intention of trading Desmond Bain this offseason? No. But the Magic came to you with an offer that you could not refuse.
Mm-hmm.
An offer that gives you back flexibility. An offer that gives you a couple of good pieces along the way. They were not getting it done with the iteration of the Grizzlies that they had with Desmond Bain. So what do? You reset, you replenish, while you still have a good hand with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. That's how this should be viewed. I think the view of it has been skewed by, I don't know, the NBA in the past 10 years. When things don't work, we automatically say you should blow it up and sell, get all the draft capital you can, start over. That's usually how we have these conversations. So I don't necessarily blame the national media for what they've been saying, nor do I think it's surprising. When you have a small market team, the rebuild thing just comes to mind. It's front of mind. You don't think about all 30 teams all the time, and when it comes to Memphis in a small market, you certainly don't think about them and pay attention to the ins and outs of that franchise every single season. So I think it was unsurprising, the reaction from the national media, but this should signal to Grizzlies fans and to the rest of the NBA that the Grizzlies are trying to rebuild their roster around Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and take it into a different gear. I like the move a whole lot. I like the return they got. I thought it was phenomenal. I very much enjoy this. Now, here is the truth. Depending on what they do the rest of this offseason, if nothing really gets done, they just go into the season with these four picks and you have the 16th overall pick and KCP and Cole Anthony, I think you're going to forfeit a bit of success. Desmond Bain helped you a whole lot. He was the third leading scorer, best three-point shooter in the league. He was great. So you're going to forfeit a little bit of success, but the amount of flexibility, the type of role players you got in return, the opportunities you now have that weren't there before with these first-round picks and the opportunity to package them up and go get somebody else. Maybe go big fish hunting, maybe go middle fish hunting. Find a good role player. I think those things can tell you going into the future, this team can peak and be better at their peak than the previous iteration was.
Yeah, I think that what this Desmond Bain trade does for the Grizzlies is it gives them more flexibility, and they basically doubled their assets while also acquiring somehow maybe the most valuable first-round pick that we have in the NBA right now. That Suns pick is going to be big time for the Grizzlies because if they hang on to it, they're going to get a pick in the lottery in a draft that is going to be a good draft, or they can use it to go big fish hunting, which I kind of expect them to do. And now there are reports today that Asante sign-in trade may be in the mix. Matt Moore reported that, and we've been talking about Santi could be an avenue to get more players. I think that this playoffs have shown a few things. You need to make sure that your team has a point of attack defender, and they went out and they got that in a guy like KCP. He's the type of veteran guy who can come in, defend the other team's best player, knock down a three. We'll talk about his last season here in just a moment, but I think that KCP is going to be on this team moving forward. He seems to be a part of their plans. I think he is a valuable player that can help them win basketball games. I also think that it has shown you that having three star players who are making a ton of money can work, but there is a different way that you can build your team now in the NBA. And I think the Grizzlies probably looked at it when they got that offer from the Magic and they said, okay, we can have these two star players in John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. We have to pay Jaren. It's difficult to do that right now with also having Desmond Bane's money. Let's send Bane off, turn him into two good players right now that could potentially turn into a third player. And that's the way to move forward. They're going depth and lower cost players to try to it is a bit of a money ball play with Desmond Bane here, but they have avenues to still very good players now. And it makes it easier to sign Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yes,
and that's why I think it's odd that there's been a misreading of what happened, because this trade actually allows the Grizzlies to, I think, build around Ja and Jaren in a better way to try to make it more viable for more years. And part of that is making sure that Jaren Jackson Jr. gets his money. That is when I saw this trade, I was like, oh, it accomplishes a few things for the Grizzlies. They're able to have more flexibility with what they can do with the roster now, and you can pay Jaren. That is what matters. Well, and you get somebody in here who plays all the time in KCP. Well,
and here's the thing. You say it's a money ball approach, but I would just say it's a function of how you have to operate now with the new CBA in place and the aprons and the luxury tax and everything else. You can't afford to keep three or four high-end contracts on your roster for extended periods of time, or you're going to pay a tax bill that's through the roof. And honestly, let's look at the Pacers right now in the NBA Finals. You have one all-star right now. That's Tyrese Halliburton. The rest of your roster, and Pascal Siakam's been there in the past, I understand that. But you have two good guys. I think the most important thing about that Pacers team to highlight, though, is I think three through seven is the most important part of why they're where they're at right now. The Aaron Nesmiths, the TJ McConnells, the Obi Toppins, the Andrew Nimhards. Those are the important guys. So I think what you do in getting rid but trading Desmond Bane for what you got in return, you break up the Desmond Bane contract into three or four different pieces that you can play on a night-to-night basis, extend your rotation, play with a little bit more depth than you did a year ago, and then you have done in this sort of iteration with Desmond Bane in the fold in that big three. So I think cutting that $39 or $40 million that Desmond Bane was going to be owed into a $20 million contract, a $10 million contract, a nice, you know, $7 million contract, cutting that up, I think, is more advantageous for the Grizzlies than continuing to throw this same product at the wall like they have been doing the past couple of years.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to see these three get another run, because it just feels like since that playoff series against the Timberwolves, they just have not been healthy for a long period of time together. And when they were, this team won a lot of basketball games. But unfortunately, they just never were. And I think the Grizzlies, when you get that type of offer for a guy like Desmond Bane, you have to take it. I don't think they were planning on trading Bane. I think what you said was probably accurate. They got a phone call from the Magic and were like, you want this for
okay,
Desmond Bane?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's
absolutely
go.
We can do this. Makes a lot of sense in the world. I think that Bane, John, Jaren together could have had success next year. But this allows the Grizzlies to now reshuffle and retool without having to rebuild.
Yes.
They're not blowing this thing up. They're just retooling. And this basically doubled your assets.
Yep.
Getting that amount of picks for a guy like Desmond Bane is a huge win. And you got KCP.
Two good role players.
A really, really good player who had a down year last year from three, but he shot 34% from three while still playing good defense. He had a down year. But I think that playing next to a player like John Morant will facilitate more open shots for him, because it was just a different type of offense he was in Orlando than he had been in previously.
Didn't have
when
a point
had,
guard.
Yeah, he
Corey
didn't have a point
Joseph
guard.
Was playing point guard in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. So he just didn't have a point guard as much. So I do think that KCP is going to be a valuable player, and I think most of us expect them to try to flip Cole Anthony, and I think that that's the right thing, package him together. But when you have a player like John Morant, who unfortunately has not been available much in the last few seasons, having a real depth at point guard in guys like Scottie Pippen Jr. and Cole Anthony is not the worst thing in the world. Do I want them to move off of Cole Anthony to go get somebody else? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They still need wing players. They still need wing depth. He can be an avenue to go doing that. But if they decide to hang on to him for a little bit because you need to make sure that Ja is viable for an entire season or at least half the season, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Cole Anthony is a hard-nosed defender. He can score at a lot all of a sudden. Like
scored
he did
26
in the playoff,
play-in, in the play-in game. To he, go win
I think
them
that
the
he's one of those dog players that makes your team better with him being on the roster. He's not going to hurt you in any way. So if he sticks around for a little bit, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But that being said, I would be surprised if they don't flip
those
him.
Those two players, we'll start with Cole Anthony. I expect, considering they have Scottie Pippen Jr., like, he is expendable. And he is a guy that, for point guard needy teams out there, whether you need a starter or a backup, you could look into him. And it's a cheaper option for teams out there. And I think that you could find a trade partner and maybe get a return for a guy like Cole Anthony if you package some things up. I think that that's a decent piece. And even if he stays on the team, like you said, it's not the worst thing in the world. Ja plays 50 games per year, maybe less than that. Yeah, like, he's out for extended periods of time. To have Scottie Pippen Jr. and Cole Anthony at your disposal in those situations isn't the worst thing in the world. Now, KCP, I find this so strange because the way that national pundits, national media has been talking about him is, okay, those four unprotected first-round picks, a lot of that was because the 1 year with KCP, after he got the $20 million-plus contract per year with the Magic, it didn't go well, so they were paying a little bit excess to offload that bad contract. That's what Brian Windhorst said. That's what multiple people have said. I think that's pretty interesting that they have that take, and I think it's wild to say that. It was 1 year. It was a down year only from the three-point line, and when you look at the circumstances surrounding why he wasn't as good at the three-point line, the year before he's dealing with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, getting him the ball, a spaced floor, an offense that flows very nicely.
And previously it was LeBron.
And neatly. And obviously previously it was LeBron. And then when you look at last year with the Magic, he didn't have a point guard that he could rely on, a necessary facilitator. They had to start Corey Joseph. They started Cole Anthony. Jalen Suggs was hurt for most of the sort of end of the year. So he didn't really find the open looks that he had found previously with LeBron James and Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. I think now, if you pair him with a Ja Morant, yeah, I think he can find some open looks. And again, the only thing he didn't do well last year was shoot. The only thing. And he still shot 34%. I think that's more of an outlier than the norm, though. When you look at his previous three seasons, going into last year, he shot 38% plus from three. Last year, he's at 34%. His production offensively drops from about 13 points per game to 8, but defensively, he was still his same normal self. And here's the other part of it. When we look at guys that you view as like an albatross of a contract, you say they're over the hill, they're getting paid too much money. That's generally the thought. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, started 77 of 77 opportunities last year. He missed 5 games. He's 32 years old, still played great defense, moved his feet well, was a great perimeter defender for a really good defense in the Orlando Magic.
30 minutes
that's
a game.
That's usually, 30 minutes a game, that's usually not what over the hill looks like. It looks completely different. It looks like a guy who can't move his feet the same way he did. It looks like a guy who cuts his rotation minutes in half. It looks like a guy who gets sat down and put on the bench. The Magic never made that move, never pulled that string. They still thought he was a starter for that team and impacted winning enough to keep him in that starting lineup. So I think there's a misnomer about who Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is. Last year, to me, from the three-point line, was an outlier, not the norm. And it's strange to me that it's being painted the other direction.
Well, here they got him for his defense, period. They got him for his defense. And because he has shown the ability to knock down a three. He can still play defense at a high level. When you look at his defensive numbers the last season, it was actually one of he was super consistent. His defensive rating was actually better than it had been the last few seasons. And with the shooting, I think I would be way more concerned if his shooting from two also went down, but he shot damn near 60% from inside the three-point line last season. He still has the ability to score, and he has bounced back from a bad shooting season before. In 2018-2019, he shot 34% from three for the Lakers, and then the next season he shot 38% from three, and then 41% the season after that. Him being in that locker room, I think, is going to be a positive for the Grizzlies. Is he a perfect player? No, he did struggle from three last year. You are banking on him having a bounce-back season, but if he does, he's going to be a damn good fit for the Memphis Grizzlies and in that starting lineup.
Also worth noting, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope shot his normal 39% from three post-January 1.
Yes. That is what matters.
That
matters in a huge way.
The sample size from the new year going into the playoffs, that matters to me.
Do you know what he shot in his last 10 games last season?
I do not know.
50% from three.
That's pretty good. So it's strange to me that there's this view they had to pay to get off of KCP. I think the Magic just wanted an upgrade at the three-point line.
Which he is.
And Desmond Bane very much is that.
Yeah,
and
Desmond
he's
Bane
a better scorer
an
and
yes.
all of that. He helps your offense altogether. You
and he
can
fits
flow
their timeline way better.
The combo guard idea behind him. He can be on ball a little bit more. It just fits better.
Mm-hmm.
It fits better. I don't think it means that KCP is a shell of himself, though, going forward.
Right.
And I don't know why it's being painted that way. Now, know what I'm most excited for in this sort of return that the Grizzlies got? That pick next year. 2026, they got the Phoenix Suns pick, and they have a potential swap there where they could get the better of the two picks between the Washington Wizards and the Phoenix Suns going into next year's draft. For those that need that in layman's terms, both those teams are going to struggle. The Phoenix Suns are likely going to offload Kevin Durant. They're likely a lottery team next year. The Washington Wizards, yeah, they're going to get another pick, and they're going to be drafting, and they may get somebody that they like, but they're not going to be a team that's going to be outside of the bottom six, bottom five in the National Basketball Association going into next year. I don't think they have any illusions of that. I think they're going to be bad again. So the Grizzlies could be in the running for a potential top five pick going into next year's draft. To add to a core of Ja and Jaren with a rookie-controlled contract, if you keep KCP around, if you have some of the depth pieces that you've had in the past, to add that to that group is an exciting thought. They could be in the sort of, I mean, realistically, they could be in the running for a guy like A.J. DeBianca, who's going to BYU, who's sort of the next big prospect after Cooper Flagg. That's exciting to me. That moves me. I think this team, yeah, I know we're tired of the injections of youth and waiting, but at the same time, when you get that type of talent, that could really put you into warp speed in the Western Conference. I know it's competitive. I understand you still have to outmaneuver the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they still are very maneuverable. But to be able to have a pick like that going into next year's draft should be very exciting to Grizzlies fans.
Yeah, and, you know, this trade doesn't make the Grizzlies some major contender in the West, but I do think it now opens up avenues for them to get there in more creative ways. It just gives them more options than they had. And I'm going to miss Desmond Bane. He's one of my favorite Grizzlies players ever, period. But this is the type of deal that you cannot say no to. You cannot say no to it. It makes all the sense in the world for the Grizzlies. It makes all the sense in the world for the Magic. I know some Magic fans are saying, well, they gave up all these picks. I promise you, once you see Desmond Bane play, you're going to realize that it was worth it. When you have players that are ready to make a run, like Franz Wagner and Paolo, you go and make a move like this. It makes a lot of sense. The Grizzlies still have work to do for this trade
100%.
To pay off in the way that we think it can. Zach Kleiman still has work to do. This team and this roster is still not ready for next season. You need to find some more depth at the wing. You need to find some more depth with your bigs. Those things are still very true. But now he has a lot of options to go do those things. It's doubling your assets in one move like this and getting that valuable pick that you were just talking about is excellent. Excellent.
Simply put,
hopefully it's a very busy offseason for the Grizzlies and this is just the beginning.
Simply
That's
put,
the hope.
Zach Kleiman has plenty of work to do. The Grizzlies front office has plenty of work to do. But I think this is a hell of a start.
Yes.
I think this is a hell of a start. Now let's bring on to Michael Cole and get his reaction to this from the commercial appeal. That's next. To Michael Cole is the Grizzlies beat reporter for the commercial appeal on X at the Michael C, and he joins me now. We have a lot to talk about with a active Father's Day with Desmond Bane getting traded to the Magic for a Kings ransom. To Michael, how's it going?
What's going on, Gabe? It's going pretty good. It's usually, you know, pretty busy, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. But let's go over the trade here for those that haven't heard. If you've been living under a rock the past 24 hours, Desmond Bane is on his way to Orlando in return. Grizzlies get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, four unprotected first-round picks, including the 16th overall pick in this year's draft, and a pick swap. In your opinion, looking at how this all played out, was this just a situation simply where the Grizzlies got a phone call from the Magic, saw the package, and simply couldn't refuse with all that was coming back? This is more unprotected first-round picks than even Luka got this past season. I know everybody talks about that trade with the Lakers and the Mavs, but was this just an unrefusable offer from the Grizzlies' perspective?
I think at the end of the day, you know, it kind of comes out that way. You know, you look at the draft capital that the Grizzlies gained in this situation. I mean, you just didn't expect that type of haul, you know, with unprotected picks, a pick in this draft that's, you know, higher than they would have drafted. The Grizzlies would have been at number 18, and this pick is at 16. So, you know, pretty nice hole for, you know, Desmond Bane. But, you know, there were some kind of signs there that this was the inevitable decision. You know, Gabe, we talked about it before, and others have heard us talk about the idea that, look, the inevitable is coming with the core three, big three, however you want to phrase it, with John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane. As Jaren Jackson Jr. gets to that third contract, we know what the max contracts look like for Desmond Bane and John Morant. The inevitable was coming because this team hasn't, you know, advanced to the Western Conference Finals. They haven't been, you know, to the second round since 2022. Like, it was just a situation where it was fair to wonder if these three guys could lead the Grizzlies to those new heights. And, you know, with the financial commitment that you were getting ready to make, I mean, we got to remember with Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
Doing the renegotiation contract, that kicks in this upcoming season. When you renegotiate and extend, we're not talking about a situation where next offseason, you know, he gets some big bump. No, it happens this next upcoming season. So the urgency is now. The urgency is here. And this is basically not just the Magic saying, hey, we want Desmond Bane really bad. I think it's partly the Grizzlies, you know, admittance of, you know, we love this core three, but we need to retool this thing if we really want to reach championship aspirations.
So when we look at the overall thought from a Grizzlies fan, from our perspective, I think most people will just say in passing, okay, they got more flexibility. How much more flexibility did they get, though, when you look at the return with the four for unprotected first, with the pick swap? You have a couple of players out there, Cole Anthony, KCP. We'll get to them in a second. But how much,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How much more flexibility do the Grizzlies have to make this team better going into the future?
I mean, yeah, a lot. I mean, we could really get into the weeds of it and go by player. You got two contracts broken up, outside of, that one big contract that you had Desmond Bane. You kind of like gotten that broken up into two contracts now, which could it's easier, to potentially move one of those players, Cole Anthony, KCP, if you plan on doing that. You said we'll talk about the players, so we'll talk about a little bit more of that in a second. But the main thing here is the draft capital. You put yourself in a situation with these picks where you can play ball a lot of different ways. All these picks do not have to be thrown into one deal and just flipped just right. Like that. The Grizzlies can say, hey, look, simple math tells you if you look at the roster right now, they acquired a first round pick. First round pick is a guaranteed contract, so that's going to be a rostered player. You look at all the rostered players that they have. You look at the fact that they took on two players and sent out one. They basically just took up two of their open roster spots. Mm-hmm. With this by adding bringing in two players and taking out one. And they have a first-round pick at number 16. That's going to be a guaranteed contract as well. So it just puts you in a situation where it's very likely that someone who's on this roster right now, who's under contract, that you would think is probably likely to be on the team next season, is not going to be here just because of the numbers game. But guess what? Now that you have these draft assets, you have multiple ways. You can say, let's move off of a contract that probably was untradeable at first, but probably was harder to trade by attaching some of our additional draft capital to it and maybe creating some space to do some things like renegotiate Jaren's deal and get make it easier, at a higher number. Or you can do the more, the more aggressive route that I think a lot of people want to see is you could attach some of those picks and those broken up contracts that you mm-hmm. have now in order to, that big fish that a lot of people want to see Memphis land.
Yep. Now, Cole Anthony and KCP, I think different situations. Basically the overarching thought among people is that Cole Anthony could potentially be moved again this offseason, although if he is on this roster. I don't think with, you know, with Ja Morant and the amount of games he has missed the past few seasons, it's wrong to have excess depth at point guard. But Scottie Pippen Jr. has come along, and you know, Cole Anthony and him are very similar players. But KCP seems to be a guy that could be a point of attack defender for you. It seems there's a thought process behind the Magic really wanting to offload that contract. I don't know how true that is, but what do you think about the actual players that the Grizzlies got back in this trade?
Yeah, I know that if you look at the other side, I always look at the other side, and they're going to tell you some things, right? Like I remember, you know, when certain players are traded, the one that didn't make sense in that regard was, like, I remember when Marcus Smart were traded, Boston fans were, no, we don't want him to leave, but you know, that didn't work out for Memphis. But with Contavious Caldwell-Pope, you know, he earned a nice contract in Orlando after, you know, what he did, you know, with, you know, the Nuggets, you know, winning a championship there, being, you know, a key piece, you know, in his couple seasons there. We saw what he did as well, helping the Lakers win a championship too. So this is a guy who's, you know, a stout wing defender. He's earned, you know, his rep on that end, but his three-point shooting kind of fell off last season. And now you go from like mid-January, I think, and on, he shot around 38-39% from three-point range.
Right.
So there is, you know, that, like, maybe he did finally adjust more to the mean. But overall, you know, Contavious Caldwell-Pope has always been a guy who there's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of creation to his game. I mean, he has some wiggle now, but he's also spent a lot of time playing alongside of, you know, Nikola Jokic and LeBron James,
yes,
two guys who make the game a lot easier for you than some players. But, I think, you know, he can fill that role as, like, another stout wing defender. We talked about how the Grizzlies just need more of those. Like, it to me, isn't about, you know, whether he's starting or not right now. They'll figure that out. We can revisit that, you know, back in mid to late July once we see what else happens. But at the end of the day, the Grizzlies needed to be in a situation where they got more trustable defenders. And now you add Contavious Caldwell-Pope to the equation with Jalen Wells, you know, with Scottie Pippen Jr., and we'll see what happens with a healthier Vince Williams. Like, they need to be in a position, the Grizzlies, that is, they need to be in a position where they can say, okay, we got this guy to throw at you, we got that guy. That wasn't the case this past season. This past season, it was, hey, Jalen Wells, go guard whoever
right.
guy over there.
Yeah.
And if you can't, we're toast. We're toast. And that's not a winning recipe. Now, with Cole Anthony, you know, the talent's been there, right? This is a five-star recruit, goes to North Carolina, and, you know, doesn't really have a great year. The team had a bad year overall when he's at North Carolina. But, I mean, the talent has always been there. You know, super athletes, been in the dunk contest, can create a shot. Never has been the most efficient player. And, you know, I think you pointed it out perfect, Gabe. There's some overlap there where, look, it was good on the Grizzlies to get this done in the deal. But, I mean, if I'm just being honest with you, I don't see, you know, his role on this team. With Scottie Pippen Jr. is essentially a scoring guard who's going to pick up, you know, pressure you on the defensive end. And, you know, size-wise, they're similarly, I'm sure the Grizzlies – you know, from a backup point, you can get bigger guards.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
who can do a little bit more. I think Cole Anthony, you know, is best with the ball in his hands, and Scotty showed that he can play on and off the ball. Like maybe you know they proved me wrong, but I'm just not a huge fan of that. You know, a combination, like, there just feels like there's a lot of overlap there. But guess what? It's not the worst thing in the world, because at the end of the day, if he's sticks around, you add some scoring off your bench that you really didn't have much of.
Sure.
And then if he doesn't, and then again, it's a contract that's not very hard to move because of the assets that you have in addition to it, and because it's pretty much, you know, a couple years left on it.
Yeah, and I think he's a guy, you know, maybe not as a starting option, but he's a guy out there. If you're a point guard needy team, if you need a backup, if you need a reserve guy, like, he is a piece that other teams probably have their eye on, you know, somebody that they'd be willing to bring in a general trade. But we'll see how that plays out. Now, with KCP, going back to that, last year I know he didn't shoot the ball well, but he did everything else well. Started 77 games. He's 32. He didn't look like a guy who's over the hill. Was last year to you more of just a outlier than the norm? Because I do look at that Magic team. We know they weren't good from the three-point line. I think that that's a function of how they were built as well, because they didn't, after Jalen Suggs went out and they didn't have him night to night, they just didn't really have a reliable point guard. For God's sakes, they went into the playoffs with Corey Joseph starting at the one. So how much of a function of the personnel they had by the end of the season is the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope struggles from the three-point line in scoring?
Yeah, we just talked about the fact that, like, if you look at the best times of his career, he was playing with Nikola Jokic and LeBron James, you know, two of the greatest players and playmakers, you know, of this era. So when you go from that to a Magic team that, like, you know, it's basically before this Desmond Bane trade, a lot of the attention has been on the fact that this team needs a point guard. Someone pointed out that Desmond Bane's, you know, 5.3 assists per game would have led the Magic. We saw, you know, like, he was a solid passer for the Grizzlies, but I don't think anyone ever saw
it. It was up and down.
Yeah, exactly. But you put that 5.3 assists on the Magic, and he leads the way. So that goes to show you, like, what kind of opportunities Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was getting, you know, over there. So I think there's some, you know, it's somewhere in the middle, right?
Right.
You pointed out something really important that most people haven't, and maybe some people don't want to point it out. Maybe some people are going to knock on some wood before they point this out. But Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, over the entire course of his career, has been very, very reliable and just very sturdy. I mean, you're talking play more than 65 games in all of his seasons. For most of the season, I think it's only a couple seasons where he failed to play 70 games, and one of those seasons for sure was the year shortened by COVID. So you're talking about a guy who's reliable, who can be in the lineup, who can be available pretty much each and every night. And, you know, if anyone knows how important that is, that's the Grizzlies. You know, just having that reliability and that dependability as you go through the course of the season, that's been Kentavious Caldwell-Pope over the course of his career. So you get that skill. But I think, you know, with Ja Morant's playmaking,
right,
we'll see what else they do, you know, with the play, because Desmond Bane was, you know, one of the team's best playmakers. That's kind of an underrated part of this. Like, hey, they got to figure out, you know, who's going to be that secondary facilitator who's going to get you those 4 to 5 assists, you know, to kind of take the pressure off of Ja Morant from time to time.
Now, I will be the first to admit, this Grizzlies team is not better than they were yesterday when they had Desmond Bane. I fully understand that. Now, the national media view is something I want to get with you on before I let you roll. The national media view, obviously there's some people that understand why this move was made, but there's others, a Brian Windhorst at ESPN, a Colin Cowherd at Fox Sports, a Kevin O'Connor with The Ringer, that sort of view this through the eyes of, this is a rebuild, and are Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. on the table for the taking for teams that could reach out to the Grizzlies? What do you think about that take, and why do you think it's being perpetuated out there sort of on the national scene?
Man, well, it's a situation where if you look at the trade, you're talking about Desmond Bane just got traded, right? And it was for draft capital. And typically when we see that happen, the national people are right. It usually leads to, you know, the breaking up of, you know, a core, and, oh, this is the end of that core, and now who's going to be the next player to leave? Like, it's the more dramatic headline, but it's usually the more accurate one. But what those people aren't understanding is, one, locally we've kind of touched on the fact that the inevitable is going to happen. It's
right.
Going to be choose this guy or that guy, because, you know, with the financial situation and things like that. Like, we've kind of pointed to the idea of a retooling, really because of their ages as well. Like, this is a young core, so to speak. And the other thing is, I think the Grizzlies are one of the first examples, and this hasn't really caressed the minds of a lot of people in national media yet. Some have, but the Grizzlies are one of the first examples. Now, remember that with this new CBA, we've seen it more, you know, in different ways with trades, with how teams are kind of like sending out salary and things like
sure.
that. But in the case of the Grizzlies, they just basically said, hey, we're going from three stars to two. Whereas a lot of teams have already started that, you know, two stars and let's try to find some depth around them because that's kind of a easier building model. You're seeing the Suns have to go that route, you know, with moving off of Kevin Durant and we'll see, like, you know, what they put around it. But that's kind of like the way things are now. So I think they just aren't grasping the fact that it doesn't mean you are, you know, rebuilding. It's simply, you know, just retooling. You're moving off one of your better players, but you gain these assets. And once they put those assets to use, then that'll quiet that conversation. But, yeah, it doesn't even surprise me anymore. I've been hearing people
sure.
talk about it for months. It's like no matter how many times you say they're not going to move Ja Morant, they're not going to move Jaren Jackson Jr., the conversation is going to keep coming up.
Again, it's an acknowledgement to me from Zach Kleiman and the Grizzlies that, okay, we look at these teams in the NBA Finals year after year, we look at champions. 3 through 8 on their roster matters even a little bit more than the star power that they have. I mean, you see that with the Pacers in a huge way. I mean, you see that with the Oklahoma City Thunder and both the wins they've had in their in these NBA Finals. Alex Caruso's gone for 20. You know what I mean? Like the focus on depth, the focus on 3 through 7, 3 through 8 is more important than it ever has been. And that also
yeah.
goes with the money constraints that we've already discussed. But, DeMichael, I appreciate the heck out of it. Great stuff, as always. We'll do it again soon.
Gabe, always. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. He is DeMichael Cole, Grizzlies beat reporter for The Commercial Appeal on X at DeMichael C. So some good stuff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There, interesting stuff to sort of think about going forward. I think DeMichael hit it on the head with that last question. In the past, when you start breaking up a big three, a big four, something like that, it has led to more moves, grabbing assets. But in today's day and age, the focus on bolstering your roster outside of your stars is more important than it ever has been. And I think that as a national, national media, national pundits, they're stuck in the past to a certain extent. Some of them are stuck in the past with the way things used to go. But we'll see what Zach Kleiman does from here. It's going to be an interesting offseason, and I expect more movement. Now, hour number two is on the way, and we'll open it up with my guy, David Cobb from CBS Sports, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.